Let's see who's next in line here. Let's go to Tina. Tina!
Hey, Lincoln, how are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to comment on three things. I heard Wampus call in, and that's why I called in.
Yes.
But I want to come in on the jobs in the churches. I'm not going anywhere, Lincoln. But Wampus, I said something about Warp Donkey about 3 or 4 years ago, and I want him to let me go and excuse me for that.
And what?
Wampus knows, Lincoln, maybe you weren't listening. It was not your show. I said something about Warp Donkey 3 or 4 years ago, and Wampus heard me, and I want him to...
To let you go.
Yeah, let it go, and or forgive me for that, and I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I want to say something about the church and then black men and jobs, the two subjects you were talking about.
Yes.
No offense to you, but if you were going to New Friendship in any other church, I would say no, they would not be following you anywhere to other churches other than Crossroads, because they are fans of the Love Family, and the groupies feel like they're running
the
out
love.
There.
What does the Love Family have to do with anything?
Because they created the radio studio and got the microphones and created talk radio, and the best one, they gave us good verbiage. He's not behind the mic anymore, and this is what people desire with the intelligent new president that we have today. No offense to you. You're pretty good.
Well, you've already offended me, so I hate when people say no offense to you, but...
I'm trying to, Lincoln. I mean, my daughter in jail for rape, okay?
And oh, Lord. Here we go with this again.
Well, leave it alone, then. But I'm trying to say, Lord have mercy. We are fans of the person who created the radio station.
Okay. Okay, so what are you telling me for? Don't tell me that.
You asked the question, would they follow you to New Friendship?
I didn't ask that question.
You did say that earlier.
I said if I had gone to New Friendship or Jarrell, would I get all these people calling me, telling me what a bad thing I'm doing?
And then you asked, would they follow, be coming?
No, okay, I didn't say anything about follow. See, you're not listening.
Let's go with black men and jobs then. Any workaholic, any good employee, any black man that's laid off right now, know that they are on a paradigm shift right now, and they're clearing the slates. And he would have another job right now. He'll work somewhere else. What men are going through, if they worked at a company a long time and it was their home, away from home, so they're missing that if they were elongated at a job a long time, 10 years or more.
But
any good man that worked, any man that worked, these men calling in here talking about the jobs and those 50% of black men out of work up in New York, they don't work anyway. If they had jobs, they wouldn't take them.
How are you going to say that?
Because I'm an expert on people who show up for work and who do not show up for
work. How are you an expert? You're not at work now.
Just by looking at people. I'm a wife.
Do you have a job?
I have a resume, Lincoln.
Do you have a job?
I have a resume.
A resume is not a job.
A
resume is something you use to try to get a job.
My husband never missed a day of work and came out of the Army with
two. I'm talking about you. A gold medal.
You can't relate.
Was it in the Olympics or the Army?
You a man. You can't relate to me, a black woman. I'm trying to answer the question you asked.
Okay, I'm asking.
Good president.
Are you? Do you have a job?
Not right now, Lincoln. I'm recovering from my child.
How are you talking about? How are you talking about those men in New York? Wouldn't have go to a job if they had a job?
Because New York was the subject, and that ignorance is what tore the black community down, and it needs to stop.
It has nothing to do with 50% unemployment for black men in New York City.
Well, anywhere in the country, Lincoln, it's stupid. That is stupid. If they want a job, they can get a job tomorrow.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
They will create a job.
Do you want a job? Do you want a job?
Don't worry about
Tina. No, just answer that question. Do you want a job?
I want my daughter home from jail, and Tina can move on.
Well, look, you might as well move
Erica
on.
I want Erica home from jail. Tina can move on.
You can move on without her.
I'm trying to move on without her, Lincoln.
No, you're not.
You don't know.
Well,
you,
then get a job. If you're trying to move on, get a job.
Boy, I can get a job tomorrow, boy. For real. For real, for real.
Well, then get
if
one.
If you want the truth about it, okay, it's just that get, ignorance.
Get one tomorrow, Tina.
You know how people scared to go to downtown over the Rhine?
Why are they scared?
And you know, because it's thugging and drugging and stealing and killing.
Okay.
And wouldn't
what
care.
Does that have to do with you getting a job?
Lincoln, it don't have nothing with me getting a job.
Well, get one.
You are clueless. You can never
get
figure
one,
out
what's
Tina. Going on with Tina.
I know it. I don't think anybody
request.
Can figure out what's
oh,
going on with Tina. I don't think Tina can. Well, goodbye.
Yes, Chris.
Goodbye. Bye, Tina. I don't think Tina can. Oh, dear. She's got issues.